This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Damn it, it feels like it.
And what does that mean?
March 10th, 2025. Means I can tell the weekend's over.
Boy, it seems March is flying by a lot quicker than February was. Just to me.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because there's this, oh man, I wish I could find it on, like, really quick. Like, when we're officially, like, half computer or whatever, this will be easier to do. You know, like our bodies when we're, like, half computer. Like, trying to remember something, or I can ask my eyeballs to go back and look at it. Because that's what the integration of the Meta glasses and all that will be. It'll be a contact lens.
Oh, yeah.
Hooked into the Neuralink.
The Neuralink.
Yeah.
Oh, Elon's going to work on it, I guess.
Ah, crap. I don't know where I put it. Oh, maybe I do. I saved some things. Yesterday, okay, so there's this Instagram account that I follow. I don't know what you'd call the theme. It's not a person. It's like one of those theme accounts. And yesterday. Day 67 of 365. No more repeated cycles. It's time to continue to grow and flourish. I love that. It's kind of like...
It's one of those peel-away calendars you'd get at the...
Yeah, but it's on your own Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like an advent calendar for like, all right, get it in gear, dickhead. Yeah, right. It's freaking 67 days into the year. It was 68 now, I suppose.
Motivational quotes?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, 2 days ago. I saw it a day late.
Ooh. You a bad bitch on a Monday.
Today's 69. It's day 69. Okay.
Yeah, we probably work it out.
I'll make it better then. Anyway, happy Monday.
You try.
To get to, like, well, you know, then you read them. There's one that might be off, and you're like, you know what? I don't want to read these anymore.
Well, you know what? That's so funny you say that, and I hate when people say that. I really do.
Little calendar.
It's funny you say that. Or when you ask them a question, their stall little retort is
you?
You know, it's funny you say that because I'm trying to think of something funny to say right now.
Funny you say that because I just ran over two dogs.
That's not funny. That's how I lost. My two dogs were murdered by car when I was a young boy.
Well, you offset it by kidnapping the cat and taking it to Charlotte.
Well, that's some kind of...
Who would do such a terrible thing?
It was in the truck and I didn't know it was in there and I drove to who knows who's house.
You didn't hear it cry for help.
No.
You looked out the back window and saw him throw a paw up.
No, I didn't.
He was enjoying the ride.
Put your hands in the air back there, pussy.
God.
I didn't know the cat's name.
You just assumed.
Yeah.
It was a P word.
Oh, and my aunt, that's what she called her cat.
What was
her name?
What was your aunt's name?
Pearl.
Oh, Pearl.
Her cat was, she would just call it, you know.
You had an Aunt Pearl?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
I had to buy her snuff. She put it in the freezer.
Wow.
She was an old school lady. Lived on the Mill Hill. Dead now, real dead.
She'd get the snuff that had the little... My grandma also did snuff. It's so strange.
That is bizarre.
I don't remember what brand it was. It was cheap.
Make you want to taste that?
It was in a green can.
Yeah. And it had like the label would peel off and you'd have like a little story on it you could read.
And it would be all in her teeth.
That's cool.
And, hell, the cat probably did it too. I don't know. Pussy was the cat's name.
The 19 Pearl's Pussy was the cat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
She'd ask everybody if we saw it. Have you seen my? Yeah. Haven't seen her, Pearl.
Pearl.
Don't know where she's at. It's
Pearl. Gone to be with Jesus.
Oh, yeah. She left us.
Mm.
She was a... well, there was nothing really feminine about her, to be honest with you. Especially later in life.
You said she dipped
snuff. Was she a large woman?
No, well, I mean, she was short. So, I mean, she's kind of round. But she grew up around a lot of brothers, too, and uncles. So, they kind of...
Oh.
You know, like women of that age kind of... They
just kind of blended it right in.
You're not really feminine. You didn't really have a whole lot of feminine like role models.
Like maybe if like mom died early and you were left with your dad and your three brothers.
Or a granny or something. Yeah. You know, grannies don't last forever. And she just kind of grew up a little butch, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that'd probably be the best thing to say.
I mean, she wore a lot of striped shirts too. She liked that.
Collared?
No. Jeans.
No, I meant like, did she eat collards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see.
God, her house stunk, too. Cabbage. She loved cabbage.
Oh, see, my grandma's house stunk, too. But I don't want to say anything like bad about her. But, I mean, just like, you know, looking back, it is what it is. That was the farts in Bengay house where it smelled of both.
I wish she farted. Just smell a little different.
Also, a fun Saturday night for her was literally watching wrestling on mute. Not mute, because they didn't have mute then. Just turned down. Listening to the police scanner while doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember the police scanners.
Yep. Dude, it was fun. This was like Cops without, like, you know, video. It was fun to listen to. I mean, it was, like, very entertaining.
Do you know what today's version of the scanner is? I don't want to say their name because I don't want to give them any pub. But there's a, like, a local news site. Not even like a, well, I guess it's an outlet, but it's a news site that people flock to because they always have live video of whatever crime is going on.
TMZ?
No, it's local.
Oh, okay. So whatever crime, it's a non-news service?
I think
it's like local people that do it?
I don't know, but it picks up.
They're like storm chasers, except they're crime chasers.
I guess this is like a news, and then people like know about it, they share it, there's like tons of views, man.
Wow.
That or Cody Alcorn. That's usually the ones that's breaking news around here.
Yeah, he don't even live here anymore.
I know, it's weird, man.
It's like, man, he leaves town and still better.
It's always like, you know, in depth too and detailed. But like,
it's probably AI.
Back when you would listen to the scanners, like somebody's there now with a live video. And it's not always good, man. I saw one where they pulled a car out of a pond and then the family was there.
Don't be too rough.
Well, hang on now. No, I kind of know how to skirt around here. Thank I see you getting nervous.
Well, man,
please don't give it away.
But you just see the family reaction.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you don't think to turn the camera off when this is happening?
Mm.
Like, you just like got onto the scene.
God.
And it was rough, man. But like people were all about it. And with that raw footage.
That's such a, like... 1984 kind of thing, like a They Live kind of thing.
So I get that mixed up with Animal Farm. Is that what?
George Orwell wrote them both. But yeah,
I was thinking it was an animal book.
Yeah.
So if you're born in 84, you're bad luck, is what I gather.
That's my favorite Van Halen album. Don Mattingly's rookie year.
Donnie Baseball retired a year before Jeter's rookie year.
He did.
Missed each
other. It was like the mantle to the DiMaggio a little bit.
No, they were the last two Yankee captains, too.
Yeah. Damn sprinkler out in the outfield.
Then he was a god. He sucked as a manager.
Who, DiMaggio?
Oh, yeah, Donnie Baseball.
Oh, well, terrible. DiMaggio, too, because he went on to coach for the Oakland A's. Let's see. I mean, him and Yalen Green just don't even look right.
What are we doing? Shouldn't be allowed.
Like, I don't know what he looks like in color. Like, I only know him from black and white pictures.
God. Yeah, that's a great point.
I've seen them. I know that. I mean, he lived up through the 90s, actually. DiMaggio did. Marilyn Monroe's old guy.
God, were there ever baseball cards that weren't colored? I just now thought to ask that.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, there was availability, but they did them sepia and all that.
Because 52 tops, you're like, okay, there's a bunch of.
Yep, those, man, a lot of those were hand painted though.
Yeah.
It's like they'd take the picture in black and white, then hand, you know, the originals, and then they'd print the copies.
That is crazy how they didn't figure out color TV until way later.
Hey, think about this photography itself, like all the stuff that has been that you could have seen photos of.
Yeah.
Like, that's it, like, or even like, I mean, I know certain parts of history exist, like, you know, like famous documents and stuff like that. But like, if you could see like pictures of, you know, all these things that were happening, like this, well, the Civil War, there are photos of that, albeit though, 80% of them are staged on, and that's like,
yeah,
that's, they tell you that if you look hard enough, they say, look, we didn't want to be out there literally in it. So we did have some stage kind of photos, but cameras were available.
Didn't they go back and color the Zapruder film? Like they had to, right? I remember there being a color copy.
I love those. That's another Instagram one I follow called History Photographed or something. And it's really cool because it's like a lot of those cameras that are just, I guess, on the front of a car. That they drive through old cities in the turn of the century.
Cool. Those are,
and they add the color to it, so it's cool to see what they. Oh, we just assume that's a brown shirt. We're gonna go with that as a brown shirt.
You'll watch any Cuban video now, like with the old cars they have over there.
Oh yeah,
it still looks like you're back in time.
Like, why didn't American pickers ever go to Cuba? It'd be Cuban pickers, I guess.
Oh, I think there was the idea
to keep it in America.
The travel ban was still in place, right?
Yeah, but why is like a. Like Barrett and all them not went over there, you know, the auction house. Get all that. Cubans are like, what? How are we going to get around then, dickhead?
We don't have any cars.
That's two dickheads today. I'm going to stop.
Okay.
In one segment.
Sound like Paige Sunday morning. I don't know.
What did he say?
Because she's easy.
Easy like a lemon. Was it Obama that got rid of the Cuban ban, I think? I can't remember.
I don't know.
But like when that happened, everybody was going there for cheap.
Yeah, but like did that like so then could you get, I really don't know this, Cuban cigars, did that not become like a thing?
I think that was still embargoed somehow.
I remember as a kid like knowing that from TV shows, like that was a sign of wealth.
And I don't know how we are with Cuba now, but like why would you want to go? You can get the food here and
watch baseball anywhere.
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Wrestling.
Yep.
You get a like, Cuban sandwich at a Cheesecake Factory.
You go down the road and get one. Like, Cuba, you don't have anything really selling me to go there. Like, you, now people might say it's not authentic Cuban food, but it's pretty close.
Shoot. Where is, what's the you know, I don't pay attention to news over the weekend, but some spring break girl from America is missing in another country.
I did not see that.
Okay.
So I have to go back and look at
that. I did see that. And she was missing. And it's like, I'll be damned if I ever let my child that's in college or high school go to another country for spring break.
Well, they were going to Tulum a lot. And then they were telling them, don't go here as much. Don't go to Cancun as much. I guess Mexico's like, you know.
Like, yeah. Well, even when you do, like, volatile. When I went there, there was a perimeter that they, an invisible one, albeit, but the I guess you'd call them the guys. The guides? Los Guedos? I don't know.
They don't want the cartels.
They were like, don't go past there. Like, they're like, why? Is there nothing good? Nope. There's nothing good past it. Don't go past this area here. I'm like, deal. So I never left the damn beach.
I had a buddy that went to Jamaica in the 90s. Their boat got robbed and they took his ID. He was stuck there
for
3 weeks.
The cruise ship?
No, it was like on one of these excursions.
Oh.
Some like Jamaican gorillas.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I've heard that happen.
he was stuck in Jamaica for 3 weeks.
I just pictured actual gorillas with like Bob Marley hats on. And
now what if they get
we're drowning?
What if gorillas like point at you and the other guy like like you gotta, you know, work them over?
I'd rather him do that than
They're quite articulate.
We all sound like the same when we're choking, don't we?
Yeah.
It's just a little
They're
boy.
Not like,
sound like you're a human beatbox over there.
That's what they sound like. Oh my god!
Like, somebody teaches gorilla, like, you know, the gorillas in the mist movie. Did they speak English at least?
No, gorillas they signed.
Gorillas in the mist.
You remember that movie?
I remember Planet of the Apes. They started talking and shooting guns and all kinds.
Yeah, they
did.
Not Caesar. Have you seen this? It always comes back to me.
That's a true story, Batman.
Have you seen the little reel where the scene where Caesar, you know, whispers into his ear, "I'm home," but it's like they made the video and he says, "Let me borrow $20 till Monday."
No. No.
Wait, like, how do you do that with a video?
Which Caesar are you talking about?
This was the James Franco Planet of the Apes movies that came out like a few years ago. They're really good. Caesar was like the ape that he raised.
The one.
That turned into like the ruler. Yeah,
he became the leader, okay, like the supreme.
Right. And he had a wife or a girlfriend. What was her name?
I don't know if, like, if
Juliet.
Yeah, like, see, I think she's getting twisted with Alien Nation to where the...
It was Glorilla.
Glorilla. God, that blew my mind because you got Gorillas. You had Gorilla Unit. And now you got Glorilla.
And, well, yeah, there's another one, though.
It was like just too many.
I thought it was what you were going to say, so I totally dismissed it in my brain. And now it's gone. Can't reclaim it.
I can't.
There's another Go or some kind of... I might have been thinking of Flow Rida, actually, now that
might have been
about it. Yeah. Just because of like the go and glow and flow and all that stuff.
Nice guy.
I don't know.
Big, very big dude.
Young Gravy. We'll leave it at that.
It's Paige's favorite
Young team. Gravy ought to play basketball. Big old tall son of a bitch.
Paige is a fan of the Young Gravy and the Cream of Some Young Guy.
She likes that riffraff. Like Catfish Billy.
Yellow Wolf. Like, I can't figure out if he...
Oops.
Like, he has an interesting
look. That was
look.
A real fart. That was not my chair.
Like, you got some face tattoos, but you didn't really fully commit to the face tattoo, which is cool.
Or it's just, like, the outlines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's got nice hair, too. Like, I don't know what he's trying to go for.
I also don't understand... And some hot women are really attracted to him. That is... Pardon. It's beyond me. I'm just very gassy today. Sorry.
Is Struggle Jennings today? Black?
Today it's just this.
You're the chair, buddy. Pick one.
Well, I was honest today. that was my butt.
Nice. Yeah. Glad you brought it with you.
It's bad if you lie to the proctologist. He's like, look, I'm an a-hole doctor. You have to be honest with me. If you fart in my office, it's okay. I'm a proctologist.
Oh, I thought you meant his disposition was that important. No. Mean, that's really what he studied in college. And
normally, you can fart all the time, but when you're at that office, you probably can't. That's the case with me.
Wouldn't that suck? I mean, if you like go to a gastrologist, I mean, they should expect you to be ripping them in there.
You can't.
And if you do it, and you're like,
you knew, you're
I'm
nervous.
Sorry. Yeah, we kind of expected it. We figured.
Did you
the bathrooms at a gastrologist's office?
Oh, probably smelled great. Did they pick that specialty because, like, I don't want to go to medical school. Let's make it easy. The butthole is just like one small part. Easy to learn.
My doctor, my primary care doctor, said that that's way harder than being general. And I told him, I said, I think I would have thought the complete opposite. Because primary care's got to know a little bit about a lot.
Yeah.
They just center in on like the rear end or maybe the ears.
There's only like a few things.
They're not a finger doctor. There's no such thing. A foot doctor, yes. Hand doctor? Well, kind of.
Yeah. They got hand specialists over here.
A lot of muscles in.
The hand center.
But the
they're not hiring. So
the BH,
ask.
You know, it's exit only. Don't touch it.
Right.
Like it's easy rules to remember with it.
Yeah. All right.
Easy to diagnose.
Happy Monday. We're going to get into the mail sack today, as well as getting back to what Fatboy said on Friday. And I know, you know, how I remembered it? Because I heard our promo play.
Did you really?
Yeah. I really heard it.
Damn.
That's really nice.
I don't know what day of the weekend. It was either Saturday or yesterday. I think it was Saturday. Now that
I did not think they really put them in, to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, and it reminded me, oh, yeah, that's what we're going to do. So that's even if... Even if you guys listening hear it and it doesn't, like, you're like, well, I'm going to listen Monday anyway. I don't care. It reminds us as a gentle reminder. It's like an Alexa through the radio. Hey,
yeah.
You're going to talk about that crazy thing that Fatboy said of why should there be an age limit on kids working? So we'll talk about it today. I'm not geared one way or the other about that. Because when men were men, they were working at 11 years old.
They really were. I'm sure they looked older, but
they,
I mean, who cares?
They looked way older. They looked like tiny little little people.
And the high school yearbooks, people look a lot older than they do now, if you notice that.
Yes.
Especially the faculty section.
Right. All right. So the number to text, 1-800-774-0093. That you can call us on that one as well, although they're not going to be answered until 7, to be quite honest.
I'll look at it and laugh.
Yes, he'll see it ringing and ha ha ha. You goober.
This is Dan, North Carolina.
But you can text on that same number, and then when we do calls, you can use that number as well. The TLCMotors.com phone lines. Don't text and drive. Standard data text rates.
Thankful to be here.
Thankful, just lucky to be here. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, well, we have a story of caution. I'm going to tell you about a guy who did this too aggressively and hit an artery. What did he do? Find out next in your Eyes Guys headlines. His artery.
Damn. That's a good
one. I read my mind about where I was going to go with that. That's really good, Paige. Paige going to comedy school, I think, is where she's really going. I think that's what it is. All right. More of that after this. Good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah. The Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. We begin with a story about a guy that did this too aggressively and hit an artery.
I'm going to guess white.
Oh.
So can I piggyback on his guess? Because that's a good one.
That is a really good one.
I'm going to say white.
No, different region of the body. So, a man in northern China recently had to be rushed into surgery after he did this so hard he hit an artery. And you may have already done this morning.
Q-tipped.
Oh, that's good, too.
Really good.
No.
Nothing feels better when you're getting out of the shower than putting a Q-tip in your ear.
Oh, Q-tip.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And you're not supposed to do that.
They insert
it in your ear.
It's the stupidest thing in the world. It says on the box, do not put into the ear. But what else would you be buying them for?
That's why you got to get that silicone tip I got. This corkscrewed.
Oh.
Screw it in there, pull it out.
You won't tell me about
Amazon.
It.
Amazon.
Oh.
I ordered something totally different, and I tried to
order
that.
It didn't work?
Yeah, if you get an earwax candle, you can't do it by yourself. Somebody's got to do it with you.
Oh, well.
Well, that sets me aside.
It's not for single people.
I have to go to my neighbor's
house. It's not for single people.
Because you have to lay down and then hold it, but somebody's got to light it on fire.
What a perfect first date.
It really would be. Say,
it would be a nice kind of, you know what? We're not going to dinner and a movie. We're going to go to dinner, and then we're going to go to this place where we drink wine. And
that's how I get to meet my
neighbors. Put candles in her ears.
That's how I get to meet my neighbors.
It's a Cincy party.
I get to.
We're going to go to after sex, dessert, lounge, or whatever it is.
Yeah. I need you to help me.
I want a $40 banana split. Yeah.
Go to a wax candle.
Oh my God.
Because I got some wax, girl.
I'm going to wax that ass.
That's not creepy.
After you wax my ears, please.
Please.
All right.
That poor Chinaman.
Does that feel good, though, when that pulls that strip of wax out of your ear?
Like, I imagine it would probably
be. Do you hear better, do you think?
It's a little disgusting when you look at it because it gathers it into the cone.
Yeah.
It's like a cone that burns all the way down. And then you like kind of unfurl it.
Do you get satisfied, like, you know, popping zits or anything?
No,
he's a guy.
It feels, yeah, yeah, I know.
That's the girl thing.
Why?
I don't
know. They won't look at your Dugan, but like, if it had a zit on it, by God, they would.
Because, you know, I have to go to school about things like that, and extraction's one of them. And girls were kept saying, now I'm satisfied after they did that.
God, I had a female fleeting thought earlier that was kind of sticking with me.
What, coupons?
No. Like, when we're growing up, like...
Buy one, get one free.
When we're 14, 15, 16 years old, it was like a goal for us dudes, you know, we want to, like, you know, see some boobs, like, make out with a chick. Like, what is it for the girl? Like, what does she want? There's, like, nothing.
Yeah, but there's, with little boys, like, up in, like, you think girls are gross until that magic age where that's all you can think about from that day on.
But
prior
like,
to that, though, you're grossed out by girls.
But a girl that same age is not going to like say, oh, I want to see some, you know, Willie.
What would they say? Like, hey, yeah, like, show us your blank. Like, that's where y'all are kind of limited.
Yeah, like, what would you go, a butt?
A boob shot versus.
Yeah, we like to see your muscles.
No.
At that age, though?
Really?
What a sexy part, you know, it's like
what that age you V. Say here? 18?
Teenager, yeah.
That body, like, that V, because, you know, if it looks good and it's in good shape, it's going to be a nice penis.
I just didn't know, like, if you're in middle school,
to a mean one.
You're in middle school trying to mac, you know, the boys want to see some boobs or at least squeeze one.
Yeah.
But there's nothing for the girl to, you know, like, want to, like, go after.
I'll show you my left one. How about that?
Because she's going to be scared of that and she don't want to see it.
I like seeing some good pecs because you want to rub a chest.
What are you talking about?
I was showing chest.
Your pecs. What did you think I was saying?
With a C, not a K on the end. I got you.
I got you. She said more than one. I was like, hang on.
Let's go back to the
call
story.
Because
people are waiting for this.
You been all the fame?
Yeah. What did the old guy hit?
Yeah. So minor nosebleeds happen. They're very common from picking your nose, but you really have to get up there and do it hard to hit an artery, and that's what happened to this guy. He was really getting it, and he showed up at the hospital after he couldn't stop the bleeding from his nose. It was pouring out of his nose.
I don't want to speak it into existence because I really do worry about it.
You do?
Like, when you pick your nose in traffic and you get in a wreck, like, while you're picking your nose, it's going to ram your finger, like, way up into your brain.
And you worry about that?
You kill yourself.
Yeah. Like, what if I just... Because, look, I don't have the best luck in the world. What if, like, right when I'm going for a big one, you know...
You could have made me quit trimming my nose hair going down the road.
Like, don't do it.
Imagine you're scared. What?
You're
That's why I keep
them.
Those little scissors in the car. Pizza. I have little Caesars, little scissors.
Yeah. Oh, you just had a scam idea, my
scissors,
friend.
Scissors.
It's the new scared straight.
Is this little scissors?
Yeah. Hey, I'm a little person looking for another little person to scissor with. Not that place, sir.
Oh my God!
We got $7 pizzas for you now. Although they might be higher, I haven't.
So
checked.
How are we
call Little Caesars looking for Little Scissors?
Why do we care about this here in the United States? How did this ever end up a story? Well, we're hearing about it because his own wife shamed him online. She posted a video on TikTok,
of course,
and revealed he's a compulsive nose picker who'd refused to stop picking his nose.
So it's you know I've thought about that before with like people who smoke or dip or it's that oral fixation and like what I'm not making an oral sex joke here, but like, what else can you do besides that? Like, you know, a kid that would suck his thumb. What I'm saying? Like, that's so the opposite with that. Like, what is that fixation, I wonder? Like, if I see somebody doing that a lot, I'm assuming you're a child or you have a bit of a toot habit.
Yeah.
You have to put, like, you know, when a kid, you have to put hot sauce on his fingers so he doesn't pick his nose with.
But that's, no, that's for biting fingernails, I thought.
Oh, both?
It was both?
Yeah.
So you could be shoving hot sauce up your nose?
Or they make that little...
It'd make me cry, like...
Yeah.
What the hell?
Out of my... Oh, God.
Go ahead. Oof. Get it all out when you're young so you don't have to cry when you're older.
I guess so. Well, maybe that's why I had so many suppositories as a child.
Luckily, this guy didn't bleed out, and they repaired his torn artery, so he's going to be okay.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, we learn all about this from TikTok. Thank God. TikTok educates the world.
Yeah, they really
do. So they say.
I don't think you can still download it here, right?
I have no clue. I know there's people trying... That group trying to buy it, Americans trying to buy it, but
I haven't heard anything else about it. I haven't seen any videos come from it. People not crying because they make, you know, a few bucks a month off of there.
Yeah, but you know what?
Just cycled out.
That had to be like, I mean, because the people that do make a chunk of change on there, that had to suck.
Yeah.
But that's what I've always thought about influencers and you know, that kind of thing is like. Dude, what if they just outlaw all this stuff?
Yeah, don't put your
eggs in one
basket. I
actually think it would be better for mankind.
There's too many of you guys, too many influencers.
Not just, I mean, just social media in general.
Oh, yeah, it would be.
I ran into it the other day where I saw somebody I had not seen in a while, and they knew everything because of social media.
That's not fun. It's not a fun conversation.
I mean, it really is like, so what are we going to talk about now? Because, I mean... Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
keeps up
but then
with
maybe,
everybody.
But so it, I guess maybe it opens doors to certain conversations. But
what if the shoe's on the other foot and that person's like, hey, it's got
to know
anything.
I don't follow them on social
that
media.
That would be me.
So
I have no idea.
I had no clue what
unless you tell
about.
Me.
Like, I got to carry the conversation because this dude don't know anything here.
That wouldn't have, dude. Thank you, Paige. Fanboy, you jerk. What are you working on in your thing?
Well, I guess congratulations are in order for the Lady Gamecocks.
Woo-woo.
Talk about that. Plus Josh Allen, he just backed the money truck up. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, really?
Oh, yeah. Well.
They got to all just be it's the agents doing it. The agents want to represent the highest paid football player. I don't think you necessarily want to be walking around with that title.
I don't know how they're going to simplify the language after this, but they pretty much labeled him as the highest paid contract ever paid to a football player. That's what it says. Now, Myles Garrett. Just got the biggest contract for a non-quarterback in NFL history. But somebody else got that, like, you know, a month ago. They keep topping each other.
Yeah. I mean, like, three people have had it since Trevor Lawrence had that.
Yep.
Wow.
But it's so much money.
But don't you, like, as a – you were an athlete at once, just like I was at one time. Do you – that's not the title you want, though, especially on your own team.
Well, it's a little different with high school. But, you know.
Well, not, yeah, but I, you know what I'm saying, in the pros.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to get the bag, right? Because, you know, you could blow out a knee or whatever, and Deshaun Watson's already had to restructure twice. Now, arguably, you know, he's not good anymore. And self-admittedly does not want to run the football.
Well, maybe that's karma.
Yeah, I mean, like, I mean, come on.
Could very well be just karma.
The Justin Tucker situation's looking pretty similar. Like, if you got that many, like, everybody's lying at once.
I tell you, man.
It's, I mean, allegedly, one of them left evidence behind on the table.
That was the chair that time. I saw, real quick, I don't know the guy, Instagram friend or whatever, that has a Wander Franco card that he bought for $1,500, and he freaking sold it on eBay. And you know what it sold for? $19.
Oh, no, it's a huge loss.
Huge. God. I'd take more. I told him, I said, you should have just took it and, like, burn it. I'd get more satisfaction off that.
Should offer it to Gary Glitter or somebody.
Something. All right. Sports next. Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports served to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, way back in 1963, 62 years ago.
Wow.
He made his debut with the Cincinnati Redlegs.
Peter Charles Edwards Rose.
It was. He had two hits. Oh, excuse me. He had two at-bats. Spring training in Tampa. Old Pete. I'm telling you, man, I wasn't alive, but the Big Red Machine, arguably one of the greatest teams
that
ever.
Was the year I was born. So yeah. I don't remember.
You know, Jay Bench and Joe Morgan. Reggie Sanders, I think, was on that team. Maybe.
Yeah. the pride of – no, he wasn't. You got to think about –
Julio Franco, I'm
Cesar
sure.
Geronimo. He was on there.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ken Griffey Sr., I don't know if you said him or not. Dave Concepcion, Tony Perez. I used to get them all.
With baseball, you need a bunch of dudes to be good.
I mean, yeah. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Well, the Lady Gamecocks did it yesterday, which was not a guarantee because they lost to Texas earlier in the season.
Yeah.
But they put the whipping on them, 64-45.
I tell you what, this town, Greenville, South Carolina, boy, that y'all turned out for some ladies basketball.
That's awesome. Yep.
I mean, I was like,
they get a crown, Lady Gamecocks.
Gah! Like, so much that I diverted myself from going downtown this weekend.
Oh,
just because I didn't want to get in y'all's way.
They're making an argument for them to be the number one overall seed, which could very well happen.
So, do you think? Okay, Dawn Staley. First off, leave the dog at home. I mean, like,
the dog goes everywhere, right?
The dog goes everywhere with her.
Got
but
to.
The other is her goal. Do you think? Grand scheme of things, Fat Boy, and follow me on this. Do you think she would ultimately make more money as the coach she is now on that level than go into the WNBA? Because I do.
Yeah, she's
those contracts are not that well paid for that in WNBA.
I think the only thing you worry about is would she go back to her alma mater? I don't know. I don't know how big a thing that is for former coaches and players now.
I don't either. Because they didn't seem to have any kind of, unless they have aspirations to coach, like, you know, Taj or CJ, which one?
Or they're both on staff.
Well, see, I got it both right.
Hmm.
But, you know, like, she's it. She's the greatest,
yeah,
arguably, coach of any sport in the school's history.
And a gold medalist in the Olympics.
And if you don't remember her as a player, go back and watch, because she was nasty.
Yeah.
She could shoot. She could dribble.
With the Charlotte Buzz, because that's when all the teams had to associate themselves with the men. The Hornets. Well, you're the Buzz then. You're that's the usually Buzz. What they did to the cheerleaders. They kept that, you know, feminine name on there. Like,
I think Charlotte's trying to get the WNBA team back. I believe the WNBA filed some trademarks for a Charlotte team.
Where'd the Sting go?
Well, they folded because, you know, back when one of the most successful franchises, the Comets, they folded and they had three titles.
Yeah.
Like, the league was struggling.
That's when you had Cheryl Swoops.
Yeah, and Cynthia Cooper was on those teams. I'm looking at the Gamecocks. They've lost to UCLA this year, Texas and Connecticut. So, I mean, great teams. There's three top five teams right there. So,
yeah,
why not be the number one seed? Those other teams are going to be there in the thick of it too. They might see Texas again.
That wouldn't be good though.
I'll tell you what is good for Josh Allen. He just backed the money truck up. Brinks, insert whatever company here. 6 years, $330 million extension. With $250 million guaranteed.
You know, I think it is just Brinks now. I don't ever see any, like, Wells Fargo or any of them anymore.
This is Randall's money truck.
Just Brinks. That's a lot, man. But he's good.
Yeah, MVP this year. Of course,
should have been mayor.
They don't get past the Chiefs hump. I figure they will at some point. Largest guaranteed ever given to an NFL player. He'll be with the team through the 2030 season.
God, I mean, again, you see right through that. I mean, sure, he loves the money, but that's such the way it's worded and everything. Like, that's such the agent now. Who is his agent? Is it in the story? I'm sure it is.
I don't know if it's in this one, but I saw it noted in the ESPN story.
Okay.
That's some pretty good negotiating. You know, if you get that much money, I'd keep that agent sure.
Like, if you're his agent, it's got to be easy to argue for him. Like, look. This dude's putting on monster numbers with a lesser talented team than last year, you could argue.
Yeah.
Plus, you got Myles Garrett over here that's getting $123 million in guaranteed money. His extension is going to be 40 per season for the next few years. So he's got doling out money. The only bad thing is you have to play for the Browns.
Tom Condon. I've never heard.
Oh, he's real popular.
Really?
Oh, yeah, a ton of big clients.
Is he related to the Condons from Columbia?
The ones you get out of the quarter machine.
No, that's condoms. He's talking about Charlie and others.
We out of here. Wow. Look at me. I knew he's got a big
roster. Why didn't ever come out, the Condon family come out with Condon condoms? Condon condoms.
I got to look up his roster real quick because
I came out with condom chameleons. No one wanted them.
Oh, that's
well, they
odd.
Changed colors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. J.J. Watt. It says here Luke Kuechly, Richard Sherman, Joe Burrow.
Good Lord.
Yeah, a lot of big players. A.J. Green.
Holy crap. Boy, I'm on this site. That I could have done that as well. I didn't click on his name and realize it brought up his entire. So they're all CAA then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I think CAA absorbed a lot of those agents.
Because that's where.
Bus Cook back in the day.
What's it? Rosen something. Not Rosenberg, but a Rosen something. He's one in big
Rosenhaus?
Time. Yes.
Yeah, Drew Rosenhaus.
Yes, Drew Rosenhaus.
Lee Steinberg's big again.
Oh, man. Show me the money. All right.
Yeah, I remember that movie.
Rod Tidwell. Show me the money.
Yeah.
The Joel money he was Siegel. Talking about this.
Many others.
Oh, that's he was?
That's what the money was.
No idea.
God, that guy's got 10. Ten players that are get paid. What? They have $397 million worth of contracts.
If you get an agent,
if you just get 10% off that, it's $39 million a year you're making for being a lawyer, essentially. Like, that's pretty much. Freaking awesome.
And if you get a couple of big clients with the big contracts, I mean, you're sitting pretty.
You want to have to meet with your clients then, because then you can get. You know, selfies and stuff.
Like, negotiate me. Like, but then again, if you got basketball players, they always want to leave after a couple years. So,
yeah.
Sign a guarantee. Hey, get me out of here. I'm like, who's this? Oh, no comprende, amigo. Bye.
That's true, man. Like, imagine, like, Magic or Larry playing for any other teams that they, you know, they just didn't.
I mean, it would have been.
Michael. No. Michael with the Wizards, we forget about that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Come on. All right, we're going for it.
All right, thank you. We will take a break when we come back. We'll finally do the thing. And this is something that Fatboy said that kind of, I was like, you can't be serious. He's like, well, yeah, I'm actually kind of serious. And the more I thought about it, I was like, God, he's kind of swaying me to feel that same way.
I think we can turn the tide of, you know, we can rewrite some laws here.
Because it
bars.
You know, the greatest generation that, you know, that they say in America, they were working at like 8, 9, 10 years old.
Why can't the greatest generation be this one?
Let's make America great again and make kids work. Like real exactly. jobs, like in textile mill. Well, they don't have those anymore kids. Here. But, you know, car factories and stuff.
She said it.
Lazy kids, is that what
yeah.
you said?
Yeah, they don't go outside of the house.
That's what we're trying to get rid of.
Yes, no more lazy kids.
Jesus.
All right, we'll get into that and your phone calls as well. Happy Monday, everybody. Good morning.
You can't hide P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick. Ah!
Become a P1
at theriseguys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.